This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The lame duck Congress, in a rare spasm of bipartisanship, is set to agree on criminal justice reform. Enough votes are pledged, with a vote in the Senate likely by year's end. Among the many provisions here, the bill would shift thousands of federal inmates into transitional programs like halfway houses. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Current prison inmates who've demonstrated good behavior or undergone job training or counseling programs could retroactively accrue various early release credits, making many suddenly eligible to stay supervised but out of prison. Or at least that's the idea.
We were very concerned that you might have a number of people who are eligible for pre-release custody, one of which is halfway houses, but wouldn't have a place to go.
Sakira Cook directs the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, which supports the bill. The Justice Department estimated 2 years ago halfway houses were over 100% full, before cuts last year.
Currently, we have a serious shortage.
Jessica Jackson of Cut 50, a criminal justice group, she says the current bill requires prison officials to find transitional housing for eligible inmates.
They have to have the contracts to do so.
That could also mean shifting more people to home confinement, currently used as a first option only about 4% of the time. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.